Right now I'm with Colin Pennington with Bear from St. Louis, Missouri. And Colin, it has been a challenging year this year.
Yeah, it really has, Steve. And you think about, you know, whether it's on the corn or soybean side, the late start that a lot of folks got, whether it got too wet or too dry all summer, and now, you know, a lot of the Midwest battling a really tough, harsh winter already, and really we're still in fall. And so, you know, really just looking through the importance of, you know, kind of taking a step back and looking at data for multiple years and really trying to not over-index what we might learn in a crazy season like this, but let's not discount it either, right? And so let's, you know, try to put multi-years of data together and really have a good conversation with our agronomists and our retailer about, you know, what we can learn from 2020 and what the right products are, you know, going into next year and really just focusing right now on, you know, there's a lot of corn left in the ground, so things like standability and dry down and, you know, characteristics that are always, while always important, we maybe don't focus on as much this time of year. You know, when the going is good. And so in a tough year, you know, we like to look back at that DeKalb portfolio and really feel good about, you know, not only the performance we're getting in a challenging year, but some of that standability that's out there and making sure that corn's still there for the farmer to go get it when they're able to.
What do you feel the biggest challenge this year has been?
You know, I think it's just the variability. You know, I think in years across the country and across the Corn Belt, when we talk about having a rough year, a lot of times it's isolated to, you know, one particular area where it didn't thaw out early enough up north, or, you know, the Missouri or Mississippi rivers flooded further south. And, you know, you think about places in northwest Missouri and eastern Kansas and eastern Nebraska where, I mean, the Missouri River was out of its banks almost the entire growing season. And so we have that. We've had snowfall here in November that folks aren't used to having this early, this far south. And so you know, really, it's just the idea that everywhere you go, there's multiple scenarios where, you know, a lot of times it's, all right, we might have planted later, we might have gotten dry in July, and, you know, this year's a little bit of everything all year. And so, you know, really just being on top of that and making sure we're staying ahead of the game as we plan for next season.
For next season, what type of products are you looking at?
You know, really excited about the new class of products we've got coming from DeKalb. You know, 26 new products coming forward in 2020, and so excited to kind of look at some of the performance we're seeing this fall and new products like 5982 and DKC 6141, as well as we get to DKC 6391. So some of the new products, and then obviously the performance from some of the existing products we think through, 6434 and 6435 brands, as well as even 7027 for those going really late further west. But you know, really just excited to kind of get going on that. And And really the two big things in 2020 we're really focused on is, one, the inclusion of our enhanced disease control seed treatment on a big chunk of that DeKalb portfolio. So, you know, really seamlessly upstream, we're going to be treating about 50% of our volume in some of those top products with that seed treatment, and really giving some extra value in the bag without a price lift. You know, so farmers will be able to realize the value of that early season protection without paying extra for it. You know, and then the launch of Bayer Plus Rewards, a new rewards program for folks to log in and track their purchases across both DeKalb and Asgrow seed, as well as the crop protection investment that they're making, and really capitalize on incentives every time they're adding a new product into the mix. And so, you know, going into 2020, it's really about the performance in the new portfolio and the added value of Acceleron that it brings, and then, you know, making sure we're capitalizing on Bayer Plus Rewards.
Colin, how do we get more information?
You can visit DeKalbAsgrow.com or talk to your local DeKalb Asgrow dealer, and they'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you as you get ready for 2020.